Alright, I guess the last thing that I wanted to talk about, so I can finally shut up here, is just the idea of us, like, pitying Walt. Because even though, you know, I went on to say that I don't really root for him anymore and kind of want to see him get what he deserves. I mean, yeah, like, there's still the redemption part and, you know, like, you do pity him just because, you know, especially with that phone conversation between him and Walter Jr. there is pretty rough to, like, listen to. I mean, you know, albeit completely, like, appropriate, you know, like, Hank is dead because of Walt, and, you know, it's gonna be tough for, you know, Walter Jr. to get over that fact, and, you know, he's not gonna just forgive him for that, you know. Hank was, you know, like a second dad to Walter Jr. there. They bonded really well, so, you know, he's a man who's lost everything, and with the gray matter stuff, you know, his name is, you know, completely, you know, notorious and associated with awful things, and, you know, Gretchen and Elliot are doing everything they can to, like, distance themselves from Walt, so, you know, he's a man with nothing right now, and it's easy to kind of take pity on that. And then the other point I wanted to make about Breaking Bad is, I've been really impressed with Anna Gunn over these past few episodes. I know you had kind of talked about, you know, just, like, kind of the acting that Bryan Cranston and Anna Gunn had done over these past few episodes, just, you know, even just the faces and, you know, how they would just move their face to elicit certain emotions and get us feeling different things, and how great they were. I've never been, like, a big Anna Gunn fan. I know, like, I once tweeted a link to that op-ed that she wrote where she was kind of talking about all the hatred for Skyler, which, you know, to an extent I agree. You know, like, she mentions, Tony Soprano's wife as well, played by Edie Falco, and how, you know, fans kind of hate the wives who kind of stand in the way of, you know, their awful husbands or whatever, and she's got a great point. But having said that, I've just, you know, like, I don't hate Skyler for that reason. I've just never been a huge Anna Gunn fan, but these past few episodes, she's been great.